Pack Seat Quickies, Episode 14, Gundam 00, Awakening of a Trailblazer.
Wow, chicka wow, wow, chicka wow, wow, chicka wow, wow, chicka wow, 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 chicka wow, wow, chicka wow, 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 wow.
Hello, this is Scott, and we're here for Backseat Quickies. Now, there's a film festival going on in Toronto with all sorts of new things premiering, art house pictures, foreign films of all sorts. I'm not participating in any of that. I might have some from some friends of mine in a week or so, but right now, we're going to talk about the newest Gundam movie. Gundam 00, Awakening of a Trailblazer, came out on DVD stateside fairly recently. Got around to watching both the dub and subtitled versions of it. So, jumping right in, this takes place 2 years after the end of the TV series, as aliens invade Earth. Yep, aliens in a Gundam show. Big, new, crazy thing. The aliens are somewhere between, like, some sort of weird shape-shifting silicone-based life form, or, like, gray goo nanites. They take over machinery they encounter, they transform into weird stuff, and they're coming some sort of weird portal in Jupiter at an alarming rate and hell-bent on destroying everything they encounter on Earth. So, being faced with all imminent doom, all the characters we liked from the TV series suit up, get out there, and engage in some good old-fashioned violence. Violence does not prove to be particularly effective, and it comes down to the main character of the series, who had attained some sort of supernatural understanding through the power of magical made-up particles produced by some sort of fusion reactor, to go to the aliens' home planet and spread understanding. And saying this, I understand why people might think anime is too weird for them. And that's really the whole plot. Like, there's not a lot to this movie. It's aliens show up, fights ensue, day is saved by pixie dust. Most of the first act is just scenes trying to get all the characters back into the same place so that they can go out and have these crazy action scenes. But because there are so many characters in this movie, each one only gets, like, a rationed out 4 minutes to shine, at which point they get shuffled out of the plot again to give someone else the spotlight. It's kind of disjointed and jarring. That said, the action scenes are very, very pretty. Like, it's always great to see, you know, good animation directors get thrown some serious budget, which does not happen quite enough in Japan. There's a really, really great scene early on where Alleluia and Soma are on the run from some trucks that have come alive and just dodging all sorts of heavy machinery trying to escape. We've got some great mech-on-mech action, including a whole bunch of new robot designs for all the characters, which, you know, I've liked the mech designs in this series so far. Seeing a bunch of new ones, there's none I really dislike. In terms of voice acting, the original Japanese cast is back, and they're doing just great. I think this, for the dub, about as good, although this is the first time I've really bought Brad Swale's Batman voice coming out of Setsuna's mouth, simply because he's not 16 anymore. Like I said, this is a follow-up to a TV series. If you have not seen the series, don't even bother with the movie. But if you have seen the show, this is definitely worth taking a look at, simply because it does tie off a few of those loose threads from the end of the second season, particularly a lot of those very cryptic mentions of dialogues to come. It's okay. Like, I can't say it's, like, great or anything. It's not really all that bad either. It's maybe a C+, B- kind of movie. One really standout moment is that early on in the film, they try and summarize the end of the second season, the big climax, except rather than do it via flashbacks, they have one of the supporting characters go see the movie version of how it went down, and because of, and like any other movie adaptation, it takes a lot of liberties. It ends up playing like a crazy, ridiculous, over-the-top super robot show with like the team shots split along the middle thing, like they used to do on Voltron all the time, and crazy and people shouting their attack names, and it's in a completely different animation style that definitely evokes things like Mazinger, and it's really one of the standout moments of the movie as a whole. I almost wish we could have seen a much longer version of that as some sort of special feature on the Blu-ray, but it was not to be. Something I should mention is that while every character does get a chance to shine, I think my buddy Soulbro's man, Mr. Saji Crossbow, King Arthur himself, does get the shiniest of all moments as he throws a chair at an alien and then proceeds to not do anything else for the rest of the movie. Yeah, that guy was really turned out to be quite important and pivotal in this series. I'm just teasing you, man. Well, until next time, see ya.
Oh my god, it's the Backseat Producers.
Backseat Quickies and a number of better podcasts can be found at backseatproducers.com. To offer any feedback or submit your own quickie, check out the thread at spookyouthouse.com/forum. Music by Scott Wachter.
Oh yeah, baby.
Hey guys, me again. I realize that a lot of you are probably charitied out from Sausage Fest, but if you have any extra cash to spare, I am participating in the Extra Life video gaming marathon to support the Children's Miracle Network. There's going to be a link in the blog post for this episode for my donation page. Anything you can throw my way would really help the children out, and thanks for sticking around after the credits.